Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh my God, we're back. We're so horny in the Big Apple.
Oh man.
It's a Monday morning. I've got a jumpsuit on.
Yeah.
We're in Hell's Kitchen, baby.
Yeah, very hellish.
I took a shower. That's exciting.
That's huge.
Wow.
I did too.
You
want to smell?
Yeah.
It's not just diptyque, it is dripteak soap.
Nice.
Dripteak.
That's nice.
Weird.
Oh, I didn't put my perfume on.
Weird smell.
That smells nice.
Not weird.
I took a shower thinking about you two.
Great.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arta Marine, coming to you from a very bougie sound studio in Hell's Kitchen in New York City. With me today is Rain. Man, and I'm gonna say, you guys got the final roses of our listeners. The New York City Festival of Roses.
Oh my God, the New York City Festival of Roses.
I did not put it on my calendar. Yeah, I didn't know the festival happened.
The festival happened. You guys got the roses.
It coincides with Black History Month. That's huge. Thank you so much.
It's you guys are the Rose Kings, ladies and gentlemen. Across from me, a man that you might know from the First Wives Club.
Yes,
and.
The TV show.
The TV show.
Not the film.
Me and Bette, Diane Keaton, and that other lady, Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn?
I just couldn't think of the trio.
Were you the fourth wife?
Yeah. I was the fourth wife. Cut out.
A beautiful baby boy.
He gets Hocus Pocus and the First Wives Club confused.
You also might know him from the show that we were on together that nobody saw, Michael and Michael of
Issues. Why do you bring them? I love it. I think I got 54 cents from that.
I think I got 50% of that the first time we filmed that.
You did. We all worked on that.
This is a reunion.
And guys, Michael and Michael are here right now.
It's a reunion that you all were waiting for, clamoring for. He's going to be the on a new AMC show that's his show. Ladies and gentlemen, a brilliant stand-up, a brilliant writer, a soon-to-be brilliant author.
It's true.
Podcast host of Adulting with Michelle Buteau, our friend Jordan Carlos.
Thank you, Arden. I don't do enough inventory of what I do.
Attitude of gratitude. Look, as a person who's been on many shows, and I'm aware, like, it's nice to set people, sometimes people don't, they're like, oh, here's Arden. You know what I mean? It's like, you want to give somebody, it's like, you've done a lot of work.
I have.
Let's take a moment to, like, respect your work.
thank you for these roses. I will take them. Thank you so much.
Oh, and also that's another beautiful baby boy. He was the fifth wife in the First Wives Club.
That's true.
And he was,
I was the fifth wife.
The First Wives Club second time around.
Hocus pocus. He was also in the Witches of Eastwick.
I was in Witches of Eastwick. I was in Death Becomes Her. I was in Hocus Pocus 2.
He was also an Overboard. You might know.
Yeah, weren't you in? And then you were like an understudy for broadcast news.
Yeah. You might know he was in Moonstruck. You might know him. You might know him as he hosts the best comedy show in New York City.
Oh, that's real.
Once a month at Chelsea Music Hall.
That is true.
It's called Sweet. You never know who's going to come by.
You never know.
A blast. He's freaking hilarious. He also won Your Hearts Here. And he is a regular.
Confirmed organ donor.
He works at the Tonight Show.
Have you heard of it?
He's a freaking
NBC.
King.
Yeah.
And he's a comedy killer. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Seth Herzog.
Yes.
I can hear you clapping at home.
I call him the Baron of the Borough. I do that.
Which borough, though,
Steph? This one.
Manhattan,
what are you talking about?
You're so Manhattan. You are not a Brooklyn boy.
It's true.
Manhattan.
I get a little allergic when I go to Brooklyn.
Manhattan.
I know it's very cool, and I have a lot of friends.
You did come to Brooklyn recently, and you survived to tell the tale. You went to the Museum of Children's.
Jordan and I were at a children's party together at the Children's Museum.
Wow.
And it took me, my Sherpa died on the way. It was so far.
It's really far out there.
Was it fun?
Yes. We had a blast. We had a live snake. We played with a live snake.
Yeah.
Sounds dirtier than it was.
It was just
a couple of dads having fun. Yeah. Also, I want to say, now, Jordan, you came in. I sucked you in at a comedy show. I was like, do you want to watch Golden Bachelor? You're like, okay.
I'll do that.
So now this is your first real Bachelor. And let me just give you a little history about the male leads.
Please.
ABC, in my opinion, and our listeners can either agree to agree or just see you later, lady, they generally cast guys that are not, they feel slightly neutered. It feels like, don't worry, America, don't worry. It's usually like, don't worry, like, super religious America that watches this. Mm-hmm. They're not going to fuck your daughters. Or if they are, they're going to marry her first, and then they're going to move to the suburbs. And like, so they're not, leads that almost feels like these bevy of gorgeous gals.
Right.
It feels like they'll tolerate, but they're not actually horny for.
Right.
I feel like Joey is actually adorable, and this is the first guy in a, because he is still a sweetie patootie. You feel like the parents would like him. But to me, he's the first male lead in a minute that it feels like Zach, no. Mm-hmm. Clayton, not really. Like I feel like this is the first sort of cutie pie in a second. Do you agree with that, Seth?
I think emotionally, he's neutered. He feels like Chad, that Pete Davidson bit from SNL.
Where he's
just like, there's no highs or lows. The emotion, he's completely normal and doesn't really give a fuck. Like, not that he doesn't care, but he's like...
Now, he said he struggled with anxiety and stuff in the past.
He always feels... Like, he's totally neutral to everything. That's the way it feels to me. They're like, I love you. He's like, all right, cool.
It's got to be overwhelming to have this many people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, having seen Golden Batch.
Yeah.
And seeing this haram, really, older seasoned pensioners, you know, throwing themselves at this man.
Gary.
I just say, I refer to him as this man after I found out the truth.
Okay.
That he wasn't really a man.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
He wasn't much of a man. He was his wife who died.
Yeah.
He took over her identity.
She was neither born nor died.
Okay.
Okay, she's a ghost. All right, so I feel like this guy is getting all these people thrown at him, and it's, I believe it. He has just enough stubble.
Yes.
To cause so much trouble.
Jordan.
He has these eyes where it's like you're looking into the ocean a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really, he has this come hither stare. His skin is golden.
His skin is golden.
It's terrifying.
I'm not saying he's not a great looking dude. I'm just thinking like every time.
No, but it's
in the show,
package.
He's like, I'm really excited. He was never excited. He was like, I'm really excited.
No, but he doesn't have to be charismatic.
I think
when you look like that and you have those eyes and you have that skin.
You don't have to
have those teeth. I have charisma.
I think he's gonna. I think I have charisma too. Yeah. I think that he might. I think he might get. I get the feeling that it's almost like his synapses. It's like he has so many hot gals,
yeah,
and I'm
so
sure
many.
It's overwhelming for him. He doesn't know how to deal with you.
And I think it's almost like he's probably. Oh super God. Into a bunch of them, but also like kind of a nice guy and like mm-hmm. trying to like, I bet it's overwhelming to kind of keep it straight and figure out. Cause like who wouldn't be attracted to, like there's so many hot, sweet ladies.
Yep. Right.
So it's almost, I wonder, cause he was saying when he went to hometowns with Charity, like, yeah, right. like that he can tend to like put on a, like that he's put on a face before mm. and that he's struggled into, like he'll privately right. struggle with things. Mm. His dad came out when he was like 12. Wow. So his parents got divorced. I don't know if his dad is with a partner.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot.
And I think it's also like, it was like an earlier time. Like now I feel like I think it was just a lot. Like he's probably what, like 30?
30 tops.
So like 18 years ago, you know what yeah. I mean? Like just, I think they're like, not that like, but I think the guy might be more internal with how he deals yep. with things.
I had a front row seat at that in the seventh grade. Not that it happened to me, but yeah. the guy that sat next to me, Kirk Cood, this guy was...
Just say his full name.
Mind. Kirk, not mine.
Kurt Levi Cood.
Kirk Cood. First of his name, yeah. Cood could not get him off. You know what I'm saying? It was just like puberty hit.
Oh, the ladies.
And the ladies okay. were just like.
Oh, yeah. He didn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the same thing happened to him. His parents came out.
No. I mean, that happened too. So let's just get this right. Yeah. Kirk Cood, his dad came out. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. No.
He just became this sort of weird sex object.
Yes. You
and
know?
He was overwhelmed.
He was put on a pedestal. Right. Overwhelmed. I understood. Like seeing that show is like, oh my God, this is Kirk Cood all over again.
Right.
Seventh grade.
He does know what
Well, I yeah. wonder if also, I mean, I could be, I wonder if Joey was a late bloomer too. You know what I mean? Like Joey mm. could have been, Joey could have been, like I right. remember in Charity's house.
Yes.
No, Joey, for me, is a tall fella. And Charity's, like, group, the guys were all like 6'7". And yeah. he was like, oh, he's like 5'10 or something. He was like, I'm a small
guy. Joey's 5'10".
Or 5'11", something like that.
5'8".
He's a schmedium king.
I think he's 5'8".
So the gals are all pretty.
I get the feeling because he stood up. He's like never really that much taller than that.
I see.
He's about there.
How do we feel about that?
I think he's perfect.
I love a medium king.
You think 5'8 is the exact
right height? 5'9 is the exact right height for anybody.
Okay, you're 5'9"?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Are you like 5'8"?
It depends what
I got no beef
with
the medium. I like a medium king.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm 5'11", so it's like I always am like, it's torn in between two worlds. But go ahead.
I will say this, though.
Yeah.
The cringiest parts of this episode for me are when they cut to Joey trying to actively listen.
Oh.
Because he's always like.
Okay, so you're not into Joey.
I just think he's like a bit of, I just, I don't know.
Why are you jealous of Joey?
I'm not jealous. I just think of all the bachelors, they're all the same. They're all like simple people.
You're J.O.J.
They're just simple men.
You're J.O.J.
They're simple guys.
He's a judge. He's a judge.
What did he ever do to you but try to teach you tennis?
He's a sweet guy. He likes to surf.
Surf. That's right. He does surf.
He surfs
with.
And oh, I think he was, like, he was disappointed
spin.
With Jen. I think he wanted Jen. To, I mean, she's hottie, boobalotti. But I think
she was a terrible surfer.
She was like, I'm sure I would at least like
that
have
was
tried to
the funniest, cringiest surf lesson I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay, here we go. So we're starting out, guys. There's a group date.
Yeah.
And he's looking for Mrs. Wright. By the way, Jesse. Has completely grown on me as a host. Final thing, Jesse.
That ending bit was amazing.
I'm obsessed with Jesse.
He finally got the joke.
I
feel like he finally got the
now,
joke. The
now, my brother loves football, and apparently Jesse is like fun in that capacity. Like apparently,
for a football player, he's hilarious.
Yes. I think it's because he's a commentator.
For a comedian, he's the least funny person.
Oh, believe you me, you're not a lady who's gone on dates with guys that they think they should be comedians. Yeah. Okay, so then. Sydney is pissed. Mm-hmm. So they're going to the High Street Arts Theater. Mm-hmm. And
they're so excited.
Oh my God, they're so excited.
They have no idea what's happening. They're just excited to be there.
They're so
We're
excited.
We're going on a group date!
It could be a ritual killing.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, they don't know what they're doing, but they're so excited. It's like, wait till you find out what's happening.
We're
excited.
Basically, we're in the NoHo Arts District.
Yeah, the date card's like, You know, I'm looking for Mrs. Wright, and we're going to fight to the death.
Yeah.
There's a fight club, and one person standing.
What? Two yeah. people enter, one person leaves.
So,
that's yeah. the group date.
They're yeah. so excited.
They're so excited. I've never seen so much.
What was so funny is they were so excited emotion. Until they found out what they had to do.
Well, it yes. felt, didn't
it's 2024.
It felt so dated to yes. have a pageant. Yeah. Like, yes. the look, yeah. and to have the ladies, from, to have Askin from Golden Bachelor, April, Susan, Kathy, and Nancy.
Yeah.
And it felt like really Susan and Kathy were the only two that seemed happy to be there. The other two on the end
two were just there.
They were like, yeah. okay, somehow I got to be part of Askin because Kathy made it up. If you're Askin, I'm Talon. And it's like, Seth.
I was just like, why did they make them say that on TV?
Kathy was
why
so
did they make
ready.
Me have to hear that?
Because they were ready.
They were ready.
Yeah, they're ready.
And the pageant,
ready.
The ladies, the dated look of the dead, the ladies are like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. I have to do a, it felt yeah. so dated.
They really were yeah. not happy. And they to the producer's credit, they let everyone know that they weren't happy about it.
Yeah, it was like, what? Which yeah. a few years ago, they had only pageant. I'm sure right. some of these gals did do pageants.
Sure.
Well, she talked about it.
Sydney
what's
said
her?
She
Sydney
did.
Was like,
she was like
oh,
I'm so incredible. I did Texas. I was like Miss Texas Teens.
Oh, my
teen.
God.
And then the she best. Does the cheerleaders. So everyone's like, are you serious? You're cheerleading right now?
Dude, yeah, yeah. her, she could not wait. Come so basically, on. So yeah, they had to yes. do their, they just show their casual at-home right. looks, which was cute.
Lazy Sunday.
Lazy Sunday.
Because Joe's going to have a lot of those. That's going to be a lot laugh. Of your life.
I was like, are you guys all going to like do like a rap now? Like
dude,
a,
like yeah, yeah. 2006.
Yeah.
Narnia.
Yeah,
Narnia
rap.
Dick in a box.
Like classic.
My Lazy Sunday. They're going to do like, I thought cannot. Someone's going to rap.
Classic.
Dude. And then they had to do, then they did question and answer.
Right. We didn't see any of that.
And then they were like, well, the question and answers they had, Maria, you've been married for 3 years.
We did see some
you've
of it.
You've lost right. the spark.
Yeah.
I feel like her answer was actually chill and good. She's like, well, hopefully we haven't, but we'll bring in what we have to bring in. Like,
it was a very honest, normal answer.
Yeah, for somebody that they're really trying to make be the villain, mm-hmm. and like last week she did kind of suck, but like there are times where like she actually feels, she is clearly a shitster, but not that yeah. bad. I felt like that was a good answer.
It was a great answer.
Yeah.
The thing that I was offended by as a comedian mm-hmm. was they asked, what's her name?
Sydney, if she's faked
it. Not Sydney.
Okay.
No, she was honest, which was yeah. perfectly fine with me.
Kelsey,
yes. They're like, what would you do if I got stuck in an elevator? We'd make some memories, which is like the vaguest, unfunniest answer.
Yeah.
And she got the rose for the yeah. worst possible,
but
stupidest
wasn't she the one that
answer.
Did the kiss? She was like,
No. Who was that? Different person did the
I'm
kiss.
I'm sorry. Help me. Correct me.
Yeah. The kiss was given by, the kiss was... Well, we'll get there.
Edit that out.
Okay, that's okay. So then Lexi, she's like, what do you like the most about his appearance? I love his heart. I love his yeah. heart.
Yeah, that was smart.
Yeah, it was
good,
smart.
Good answer.
So yeah. then we have the songs. Yeah. Edwina wrote a song. I actually was nervous when she said it.
Ooh, yeah.
And then I feel like she did a nice job.
It's a gamble. It's
well,
a risk
it sounded
like
just
it.
Like another song. Did you notice that? The yes. first few notes are, it's been a long day upon you with
sun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I tell you all about it when I see you yes. again. She stole the melody.
Yes. She's like, I wrote a brand new song.
I wrote a brand new song from Fast and Furious 10.
Why?
Oh, is that what they played when Paul Walker drove off?
Yeah, that was the Paul Walker
like,
death song.
I cried like a baby. Cried like a baby. Yeah. I love the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yeah.
Cried like a baby.
You guys,
if she had just ended that poem with family and walked out, I would have loved it. Loved it, but like she wins.
How is your bar that high? I love it. No, the pageant
you're right,
was
you're right.
Same song.
It is the same song. Yeah, yeah.
Like they just zoom past certain parts of it. Like that Maria did a full split.
Maria did yeah. like, and was a shame later on.
Dude.
She did like yeah. a full, like a flip without her hands and landing like in a full fucking flip. Russian
that,
flip.
That's the one. That's
I mean, literally.
Yeah, preview of coming attractions, Young Joseph. Okay, like,
yeah, right?
She's showing you what she can do.
It was yeah. impressive. I was like, whoa.
That was limber timber. And I was like, dude, I mean, just from the physical, like, come on.
It's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
She
yeah.
was incredible. Look, she'll be the queen of paradise. She's a yeah. star. Yeah. She's a
she
star.
She will be the queen of paradise.
She's
yeah.
hot. She's fun. She's,
yeah.
We've never had a Canadian shitster.
No, because they're usually very polite.
So then we have, so then we have Sydney's been in a pageant.
Right.
And she's like, L-O-V-E, love is for Joey and me. R-I-G-H-T. I'm Mrs. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, yeah. And the lack of self-awareness.
Yep.
Her, yeah. It's, I don't think she was kidding when she thought she stuck her landing. Yes.
And I can't tell if the producers were like, you should do a cheerleading, and then told everyone else, do not react to this, or if it just happened naturally. I can't tell if it happened naturally or if they sort of set it up.
I think she's such a drip that they didn't need to even set it up.
Right.
But I'm sure the producers are evil enough that there's a little. Jordan, talk to me. I feel
No. I'm patiently waiting.
Okay,
and
Jordan, you're go.
No, it's just that there's a thing about pageants in Rhode Island.
Yes, I'm from Rhode Island.
From Rhode Island. So you'll understand this hot take coming in.
And you're from Texas, where
I'm
she's from.
Texas. From. Right.
Rhode Island has never won.
Rhode Island has never won because
they're
tiny. And I have been to the Miss Rhode Island pageant, okay?
Whoa.
And it's not.
Okay, perv.
How long were you in? Were you in it?
No, I wasn't in it. I was
dating a contestant.
I just want to make sure that everything I was just watching from outside.
Dating a contestant?
Outside
the window. I want to make sure that everything went fine. No. The Miss Texas, it's not even fair. Miss Texas should be like its own thing, its own entity. And the
Rhode Island has not stood a chance.
Texas takes it really seriously.
Texas takes it very seriously.
It's a huge state, too.
It's the size and the scope and the pool of people versus Rhode Island. Rhode Island is about 20 people.
It was me and my brother.
It's a sign stapled to like a freaking lamppost. Like, hey, you guys want to be in the Miss Rhode Island?
Right. Yeah.
All except for you.
I'm sure you went from Connecticut to come be in the pageant.
Are you fucking kidding me? Get over here. Where's your fucking tankini?
I'm just saying that was a Miss Rhode Island standard of pageantry.
Yeah. I should have gone into. Oh my God, I would have swept. Hey, what's up, Cranston? It's Ad Marine from Little Compton. All right, my
Ad
talent.
Marine.
Okay, I can do Pig Latin.
From Warwick.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
So she probably thought that she was doing great by Rhode Island standards.
Sure.
However, by Texas standards, my God.
I work the Musquamaket Water Pack. Okay, here we go. So then we have, so that was brutal. Lexi comes
Hilariously
up.
Hilariously so.
Lexi comes up and she goes, who's a digital strategist. So she's like an Instagram. She's trying to be an influencer.
Yeah, that can mean anything.
So she's
I sit on my phone.
My talent, I've been told I'm the world's best cover.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then she does it and is rewarded for her bravery.
Yes.
I really stepped
out of your comfort zone.
I cannot. That made me mad at him.
It made me mad at the whole show.
I
felt the girl's anger.
Me too. Like,
this is what
crazy.
Is.
And I also felt like even though Maria was like, at least I did a split.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She showed up with real talent.
And it was like, you know, I think she and Edwina, who ripped off the song, but they were right.
At least she practiced and wrote a song.
Yes. And I felt like they were articulating it. They're like, it feels, I think it also, to me, made them trust him less of like,
I agree.
So why call it a talent if you're just trying to be like, who can make you like the most turned on?
Yeah.
Why say, if that's not even,
I agree.
Why make us go learn this if it's not?
But I feel like the show goes there so easily that the show's one step away from, my talent is give the best hand jobs. So take it out.
Yeah.
That's going to be the next season, and he didn't,
the last super
why even
perv.
Fake that that's not what this is.
I felt like Ari was like a real perv. Like Joey at least seems kind of like a nice guy. I felt like to me, it made the women trust him less. And I think that was a misstep.
I think he should have either done two things. He would have been like, okay, let's see what other talent you have. Like do something else. Or go for her bit, but then don't reward her for it.
You know the producers made him do that to stir some shit.
Right.
But I think it dinged his credibility.
I see that. But there's always the factor that fortune favors the bold. And what I saw in Golden Bachelor was that thems who got to Gary's lips first were going to stick around the longest. So it was like,
fortune favors the horny.
Yeah.
But in this case, it doesn't matter because he literally will make out with you.
Horny favors the bold.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems to make out with someone within 30 seconds of talking to him.
I know. Dude.
Everyone.
This guy's super sexual.
Yeah, he made out with the camera guys. He's making out with the camera guys.
But do you think that's more than the other guys in the past?
I think it's a little earlier and a little more. I think it's more and sooner than in the past.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Stuck to this. It looked like there was like a thing. There's something coming off of your headset. I was like, what is that?
Mateo.
It's Joey. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say that I think that Joey may be, like, hot take, polyamorous. Because he's just, like, he's so comfortable getting in people's personal space so immediately. I'm like, dude, this guy, like, on the beach.
Right.
People would come into, like, he'd have, like, little one-on-ones with people. And it's just like 30 seconds in, he's like in the zone.
I think
it's more he has nothing to say.
I don't, but I honestly feel like every male lead is the same.
They all want to make out with him immediately.
Because at least Joey's asked a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. Zach would ask nothing and just start making out, I think, because he had no curiosity about the gals. Right. Zero.
Right.
I mean, the women are so pretty, and I feel like these guys are just like, it's always interesting to see these male leads, if they can stay good guys and, like, be the head of a harem. You know what I mean? Like I feel like it fucks with even the nicest of guys to have this many women. Yep. Yes, Jordan.
I know what it is.
Talk to
us. I know the metaphor of all metaphors.
Talk to us.
I get it now. I see it now. I feel.
Lord. Yes, Jordan.
I'm a sociologist. Let me put on my nerd glasses.
Yes, do it.
This show, if I may, is simply nothing more than the cash whirlwind machine. You step in and you're trying to get as many dollars as possible in as little time. And that is why everyone is making out like mad.
You have to.
Just they're like herpes simplex 2? Who cares?
You know, they test them all.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But it feels, well, then that must be why he's making out like crazy. I was like, you're going to catch a cold. You're going to do it. I know it. And it's just like, at least the sniffles. And you're trying to get all them dollars in your pocket.
Herpes.
What's
your strategy?
My strategy is...
Why don't you take out your shirt?
I've never been on The Bachelor.
No, I'm saying if you're in the dollar.
Oh, I'm always... Yeah, I do that. But they say the person that actually just... If you sit there
and don't try to grab anything
and hold your shirt out, it will come to you, Joseph. Do you see what I'm saying?
Is that true?
That is the strategy.
So what would you do if you're the Bachelor?
I'd make the ladies make out, and then I would...
Wow!
I'd throw singles at them while they did it.
Okay, fellas.
If I were the Bachelor, I don't know what I would do, but I wouldn't do that.
You know what I would do? I would shame every woman as they leaned in to try to kiss me. Like, whoa, I don't even know you.
Women love that.
Hey. What do you think I am? I'm not that kind of guy.
I did that once and not a good idea.
What did she say?
She just was like, it was all building to this moment, jackass. And then I was like,
good for her.
Yeah.
She said that?
But you could tell that she was like, it was like we had this, it was in college. We had this wonderful night together. It was pretty clear that we were both heading in the same direction. And I was like, what would it be like if I just rejected this person right now?
Wow.
I did. How did it feel?
Dumb, how did you feel?
Dumb. I shouldn't have done that.
She really annoyed and mad.
She wasn't vexed, annoyed, whatever. I would get a thesaurus. But she was definitely like, oh, okay. Like, and the energy changed and shifted. I'm not handsome enough to do that. You know what I'm saying?
And
get away with it. So I think it was a real ambush to her emotions. She's like, I'm doing all this for you, uggos. And like, this is how you repay me.
Aww.
You know? But
yeah,
this is my big
button.
And again, we can
hard to be a person.
Cut this out. It's hard to be.
Cut this out, Kate.
Cut this in.
Would
she come back around later?
Absolutely not.
There's
a window. Yeah, the window closed.
She closed the window.
Sometimes people would be like, they were like, oh my God, what was wrong with me? And then they want to try and figure it out.
Oh, you mean like nagging?
No.
I thought that's how she would take it.
She knew right away.
She liked herself more than that.
Yeah.
Well, she was
She went to Brown.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, thanks a lot, bud.
Okay.
Now we're narrowing it down.
So then we have...
I think I know who it was.
So then we have... Lexi won. She's like, I was really in my head. He's like, I know it took a lot of bravery for you to do that. I know you stepped out of your comfort zone. You did it for me, you know, and I just really feel some kind of connection. It's effortless. Okay. I just don't pretend like you're proud of her bravery.
Yeah. That was his whole thing. It was like, you didn't come out as bi.
Yeah.
It wasn't like transitioning on the show. She's not that brave. She had no talent. She's like, I'm going to make out with you in front of everyone else. That's a power move.
Okay, so rate her kiss.
It seemed forced and awkward to me.
Forced and awkward. Okay, it was in front of hundreds of people. Yeah. Or at least 200
the audience.
People. At least 200 people.
The cast, the crew,
the producers, and they probably had to do a second
and
third take.
Ugh.
Now you tell me, based on all that, what you thought of that kiss. Have you had to kiss ever on TV?
Yes.
Yes, and what was that like for you?
depends who it was.
Okay.
Sometimes disgusting. Sometimes fun.
Name names.
Sometimes
right
fun.
Now.
Sometimes fun. Sometimes yeah, disgusting. Sometimes fun. There was one gentleman.
Oh, a gentleman.
Who I had to make out with.
Yeah.
Who, like, before the take, ate egg salad, smoked a cigar, and was, like, pretending to bark like a dog.
And that man.
All right, now Arnold Schwarzenegger does that. That's a ritual for him. It's a ritual.
Okay. He often says eating isn't cheating.
Okay.
He's talking about egg salad, though.
Okay, yes, so then I mean. Kelsey, she's like, now Kelsey's a cutie pie. She's a different girl. She fell out of her comfort zone. He's like, I'm really excited. I know.
She's the one who had the stupid elevator joke.
Oh, yeah. I feel like
we're
going
to make memories. And I was like,
I think she stands a chance to go pretty far. I think he likes her.
She's very tall.
Okay.
He's like 6'3".
Is that good?
He wants
I don't know.
Be over 6 feet. You want that. You broach the
thing. I think
he
wouldn't want a taller one, but I guess he really likes
the tall. We need to look up how tall Joey is.
I've heard tell.
Tell us.
That I'm with a shorter person.
Okay.
I love being with a short, a petite. Yeah. But like, you know, people say that if you're lined up in the same height, that it's better sexually.
If you're the same height.
If you're the same height.
All right.
In the same zone, like same batting zone, pitch
like
zone.
2 or 3 inches each.
Yeah, 2 or 3 inches each. It's like if you're in the same wheelhouse, then it's like it, you line up, your parts line up.
Right.
So that's
sucks.
It
sucks for Shaq. His wife is like literally 5 feet. You know, have you ever seen his wife?
I have not seen.
There's pictures of them all over the place.
I'm not always often like Googling Shaq's
wife. We're gonna Google.
You literally wasting your time not doing that.
I'm gonna do that later. Meanwhile, Maria, our Canadian queen who's going to be stirring shit later, she's like, I liked her honesty. Today was hard for me.
Yeah.
It was a kissing contest. That's what you validated.
Yep.
I felt out of my element.
Yep.
Good for her.
I was so proud of her. And all the women said the same thing.
Yeah, and she called him out. She's like, I'm embarrassed by my dance. And he's like, no, you're a star. You work a crowd. And he's like, look. And then he kind of gaslit her a little bit. He's
what
like, he goes, I'm very low key. Like, I don't always show hype, and I need to be with somebody who knows that I'm proud of you, even if I don't say it. It's like, all right, well, you did still validate the kissing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, don't make her feel bad that she's asking for you to say, hey, good job. Like, you fucking don't make her be the one with the problem when you put it into a kissing. He
Agreed.
Did that. Yeah. He was like, I need to know that I'm with somebody that I don't always have to say it. Like,
I need to be with someone where I don't have to do any work.
That I don't have to,
I don't have to. Like be in a real world relationship with.
Yes.
You know, that's basically what he's saying.
And then we have Medina.
Oh, yeah. Funky Cole Medina, yes.
Funky Cole Medina.
I feel like she's ground zero for all the shit that happens, and then she somehow gets off.
Now, she has the audacity to be 31 years old.
Oh, my God.
Show.
So last week.
What? So she's, like, almost dead.
She was literally, I will say, she has no sense of humor.
No.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad for her. Like, she sucks. But, like, when you saw him trying to bait her in, and she kept saying to him, I don't want to spend my time talking about somebody else. And, which is actually because snitches never get far on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see her kind of knowing that and going, that was last week. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that was the past, man.
And he was like, but I don't feel like I can get close to you if you're on. And she's like, he's like, well, who? And she's
he's baiting her, right.
And she was like, I don't want, she didn't take the bait.
Right.
And
she was like, you're bullying me now.
Yeah, she was sort of like trying to be like, but what about us? And he kept saying, but I understand you felt. And look, I think she has no sense of humor and she's kind of a
And
drip.
I'm sure the producers told him he had
of
to do
course.
This.
Of course. And
if you wanted the KFC.
And she didn't.
You want that bucket.
And the bucket hat. The bucket hat.
At a pool party. Chow, please.
Can I have greasy hands and feet? I want greasy hands and a greasy mouth and a bikini.
Never have I ever been, and I am a black man, and never have I ever been in a pool and been like, you know what's going to really take this to the next level?
Fast food fried chicken.
Fried chicken and biscuits.
In a bucket. And particularly as a gal in a bikini, you know what make me feel hot right now? A bucket of fried chicken and biscuits.
I don't have enough oil on me.
Yeah.
I don't have enough dripping oil.
What if they had little mini cups of like mashed potatoes and gravy?
Oh.
I guarantee you that was on the table. I guarantee you it was on the table.
Yes.
Such a bad idea.
Well, so then Medina, Funky Cole Medina,
right.
She's like, he's like, look, I you know, She's like, I want to be honest. I don't want to talk about this. I want to get to know you. He's like, okay, but is everything okay? She's like, oh, okay, fine. I felt insecure about my age. I felt invalid, and I mentioned it, and I right. felt invalidated. I felt bullied. Okay, this is where she's like, well, she resisted, and then she was such a drip. And he goes, who said that? She's like, I don't want to tell you. Mm. And so then he's like, I'm really worried. Medina said the word bully. I don't love drama. Now... And then he comes back and he's like,
I don't love all this drama that I just created and made happen. I don't love it. I don't want to own it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back to the bully aftermath.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break. Here.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are. We're back, and we've just said out there, I felt bullied. So then Joey comes up to the gals, and he's like, "Ladies, I understand that there's some bullying in the house." And then Funky Cole Medina was like, I think this might have had to do with my conversation. I said, and then Kelsey got the rose. Medina, Funky Cole Medina goes, I said, I felt bullied. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that you are a bully, but I felt. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. just. Look, Medina did try to get out of it, but then once she got in, she was so unfun about it. Yeah. That it's like, okay, I she was trying not to get in the middle of it, but it was also like, now you're being such a drip. And then and Maria's like, are you? And then Sydney was like, I too felt bullied. Maria.
Yeah, that was wild.
Sydney threw herself on the pile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't feel bullied as well. And she's like, I don't want to hear from you, honey. She's like, you talking shit about my friend. And then so then Maria goes, look, little Missy troublemaker, you need to like fucking stop it. Why am I catty? And then so like, and she's like, oh, she's like, oh, Maron, this is so fucking
Maron.
Weird.
Maron.
Oh, Maron.
Or Italian king.
I love
yeah,
it.
It was so stupid.
It was the stupidest fight that they're clearly making a yeah. giant deal.
And then amazing. Sydney's like, I am done being attacked by her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm leaving. I'm not going to be attacked anymore. I'm like, this bitch is just trying to get airtime. And Edwina, who I believe, like, takes care of all of her younger siblings.
Yep.
She's like, what the fuck? This yeah. is so stupid.
I feel like Edwina is now the moral compass of the show.
Yeah, Edwina literally, she was saying that she was raised where she takes care. She had, yes. she was the eldest daughter. She had to take care of all yeah. the siblings in her house. She was like, these women were not bullied. This is so fucking stupid. Like, Edwina's like, I like Maria. She's telling the truth. This is so stupid.
It's nerves. It's really yeah. just nerves yeah, coming up. And like, when nerves come up,
yeah.
then you lash out because you're just nervous in the service. And it's like somebody... Don't you think?
I disagree.
It's like if you
I
have
disagree,
to go
disagree, homeboy.
Okay, text Seth.
I think
it has to be one thing.
Sydney
it
could be a trying lot to get airtime and
she's
get rid
get
of
paradise.
Maria.
She's trying to get to paradise.
Yes, Sydney knows what she's doing. She is not dumb. She's trying to be a villain. She's
go.
Trying to get airtime. She's trying to stay on the show. She's trying to take Maria
I think
down.
She, also,
she knows exactly what she's doing. I also, nerves.
I think Sydney's also
she's a smart person.
I think she's also jealous that Maria is sexy and
yes.
it's working.
Yes,
and so the female to female, like you're there for. One reason. There's no television, there's no internet, there's
right.
no phone.
Right.
So it's like,
right.
it's just about getting attention from this
yes,
guy.
Yes.
Maria comes out in a bra last okay. week. Maria
yeah.
comes, slips into something more.
She can't do that? What year is it? She can't slip into a bra.
But it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, she's so outmatched. Sydney's
yes.
so outmatched that, and she knows it. So now she's trying to, like, get rid of her by getting, she's, because it's hard to come back from mm-hmm. being called a bully in 2020. If you're, you can't marry a bully.
Although she did a really good job. Of doing, I was very impressed with how when she had her meeting with Joey, and Joey's already labeled her as this bully,
yeah.
she talked her way out of it.
Muddied the waters.
I was like, wow, that's everyone take a lesson.
She did, and he was like, that's a really good point. I didn't actually get more details from Sydney now that I think about it.
Yeah.
It's also like, I'm hornier for Maria, so maybe I should go find out. You know what I mean?
Before I kick her out and get rid of this, because this is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm in the cash machine, and yeah. just because there's some weird twos. $2 bills.
Doesn't mean I can't grab them.
I can't grab them. I just think that, you know.
He's
in the cash machine.
He's in the cash
machine. He wants to make sure that he gets the good bills, the nice
yep.
crispy ones.
Yeah, yep.
Now,
yeah.
I just feel like, you know, with Maria, I think that she comes from a part of Canada. I really need to check this out, but I think she comes from the same part that Ryan Gosling comes from, which is like
the hot part.
Well, it's in Ontario.
Ontario.
Like London,
Ontario.
London, Ontario is kind of like a rougher part of Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like that's why I'm like the Maroon. And
like it's like near the Hammer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it near the...
It's near
Hamilton?
Detroit.
Is it near Hamilton?
I don't know.
The Hammer?
You want me to look
it's
it up right now?
Yes, Kleinberg
or something. We also look up how tall Joey is.
Exactly. I will do all these things for you.
Oh my God,
so
Jordan.
Here's the thing about stuff.
I feel like Joey is 5'2", and they just make him look tall.
They put him on an apple box?
Put him on an apple box.
Apple bottom box.
Okay, Kleinberg.
But I will say this about the whole thing. I do think Sydney knows exactly what she's doing.
Yes.
What drives me crazy about Sydney is she uses all the buzzwords to
yeah.
make her feel like she has some sort of righteous upper hand.
Yes.
But she's just using buzzwords that don't mean anything.
How about her and her Princess Leia bikini later?
I know, right?
Princess Leia busted out the Leia.
I know. I was impressed. She's okay. like, she knows what the nerds want.
Okay, what do we got? Jordan, talk to
Kleinberg
us.
Kleinberg is not near.
Because she's rich. She had money. Her Sticks dad had money.
So yeah. here's the deal about stuff. She is from Toronto.
Yes.
She's not saying it, but she's from Toronto.
Oh, like
okay?
a burb
Toronto,
of Toronto.
It's a burb of Toronto. And everybody knows Toronto, like Drake, right? You're
yeah.
like, mm-hmm. Drake knows dangerous people?
Mm-hmm.
But Drake is not dangerous.
No,
you see what I'm saying? And it's like, and
he was on Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah, but yeah. he's like, in his raps, he's always like, I know killers. You know what I'm saying? You're like, okay, Mob Ties.
He literally has
a song called Mob Ties.
He knows guys who have played killers on TV.
Okay,
well, that's all I'm saying.
I've got the height. What do you think?
It's 5'8".
5'9.5". 5'11".
No.
For Bachelor. Now for the Bachelor. Because the guys
never
are all
forget.
Like 6'6". Never,
that's
never
short.
Never forget. 5'11".
Never forget.
Never forget.
Too soon.
Too soon.
I'm so sorry, 5'11".
Never forget.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Joseph, you're amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to write that. Okay, here we go. Okay.
He's a perfect height. 5'11 is a perfect height. I'm 5'11. I know it because
5'11 is a great height.
Yeah.
The best.
People are never like, Jordan, you're so tall. Never. But they're never like, you're short. They never say that.
No, you've got a 5'11.
I got called, some other guy called me short the other day because we were the same height. And he was like, well, for short guys like us. I'm like, whoa. What do you mean short guys like us?
How tall are you?
5'9.
I thought you said you were 5'8.
It depends on who you use. Certain rulers are better than others.
It keeps going up.
Like I'm 6'2".
I can be 5'10 on a good day.
I'm 5'10.
On the show. You can go up higher.
By the end of the show, I'm going to be 5'11 by the end of the show.
Nobody cares. We all think you're a king.
I am a king.
Side note. Were you both on with Tammy when you guys did the Tammy episode?
I think so. I think we're...
Were you on when Tammy said that Gary seemed like he got kicked in the head by a horse?
Yes.
Dude.
Did the facts come out? Was he kicked in the head by a horse?
There were some facts. Like, I felt like some... no, maybe her language was a little harsh, mm-hmm. but I felt like some of her instincts about Gary might have not been completely off base on mm-hmm. based on some... stories that came out.
I feel like he could have been run over by a horse. Like, you know that giraffe ran over that line?
Yeah.
That could have been what happened.
I feel like he switched bodies with a horse.
Remember that Faith's horse that she wouldn't leave her buried horse in the yard? Was it Gary?
Gary. That was actually Gary. He has a horse's brain.
Okay. She got... Seth was also in A Man with Two Brains. Okay, so here we go. So she's like, I didn't say I was bullied. I felt bullied. Mm. So here we are. Yeah, any final thoughts about the group date, the bullying, the kiss validation before we move on to the world's worst surf date?
I just think it was a stone cold mess, but yeah. I was here for it.
Yes.
And I just love that mess rises to the top on this show.
By the group date, you mean the pageant?
The pageant, yes. Okay. Any final, no?
Because I have a joke, I have something to comment about the other group
okay,
date.
Okay, great. So here we are. Now we're on to the surf date. Jen is so hot. She's so gorgeous.
Yeah,
he
beautiful.
He takes her.
Like 18 or something?
He's giddy. She's 18. She's 18.
Is she 18?
Yeah, she's a physician's
she's
assistant. 18.
Oh, I thought she was 18.
From Miami, Florida.
I mean, I think they have to at least be 21. Because so much alcohol.
No, there's been girls who have been under that.
No, there haven't.
Oh, they've been 20-year-olds,
right?
Which
show have you watched?
So. What are you talking
about? I watched the one
about?
On OnlyFans. There's a Bachelor on OnlyFans. It's a different version.
Okay, literally nothing until like the bonding over trauma at dinner. Up until then, nothing is said. So he brings her, he's like, kissing, I feel giddy. Kissing Jen makes me feel, she's like, I feel safe with you. I'm scared of sharks. Let's go pick out the wetsuit. She felt embarrassed sliding on the wetsuit. Right. They have like they pick up the yellow surfboard.
Right.
And she's like, bring it on. Now look, I grew up boogie boarding and body surfing. Right. I'm sure surfing is hard. I felt for her.
It's hard.
Not a date I would have wanted, and it seemed like she didn't want it either.
There was a lot going wrong with this date. First of all, I love that she didn't say I feel safe, but she goes, I feel weirdly safe with you. Like, I know I shouldn't, but I somehow do. And I was like, trust your instincts. Don't feel safe with him.
Yeah.
They also, I don't know where they were trying to surf, but there was terrible waves.
Yes.
And he was only trying to push her into the waves that you couldn't ride anymore because they were already like.
Are you critiquing the break?
Yeah. Don't try to.
Okay, Bodie.
I'm like sitting and watching me like, dude, there's no way she can get up on any of these.
Yeah.
Push her, go back to where it's actually breaking and maybe you can get up for a little bit. Like,
she's starting
out. It was never going to work.
She's from Miami where the breaks aren't great, right? And so she's probably never surfed before.
She's totally on a longboard, and she's from Miami, which is a shortboard break.
I'm with Laird Boyd over here.
I'm telling you, it
was never going to work the way they were doing
it. So, okay, first of all, you're like, it was too glassy. All right?
It was messy. It was soupy.
It was soupy and messy. Maybe he's doing that on purpose. And he was up for like 2.2 seconds. It wasn't bad, you know, but she probably had the wrong board.
What kind of a board should she have had?
They were too far in. They had to go further out.
You wanted further out, beyond the brakes. where the sharks were.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know. It's hard to get.
You wanted a blue crush.
Yeah, I wanted her to blue crush it up.
Okay. So then we have.
It was just hard to watch something that you knew was never going to be successful.
I felt.
Like the whole show. It was like the whole show.
She did bail a lot. It was like she wouldn't even try.
She wouldn't try. That's what I'm saying. That's what drove me crazy. Yeah, she wouldn't try.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt for her. Or at least take her boogie boarding. Like, let her. Yes. It's easy to boogie board or body surf. That's easy. Like, I felt if you know that you're not going to, bring a real athlete out to do that. Like, I, there's a lot of things I could be good at. I don't think I would have excelled at I'm not a super strong swimmer.
Yeah.
But I could do well, with a boogie boarding that would be fun, but, that would have been hard for me.
Seth over here wants her on the 100-foot waves in Portugal.
Yeah. She wants
at least she would have a chance.
So
Nazare.
So then they start kissing, and he's like, Jen makes me feel giddy. We just click in a lot of ways. Kissing Jen's and me. Ooh, just talking about kissing just makes me want to go kiss. You click because she's gorgeous and you want to kiss her.
Yes. And we really
gorgeous.
Click in the way that? That I see
nothing.
Her and I want to have sex with her.
It's two good-looking people. Did you see them in their wetsuits? They looked amazing.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Yeah,
I look like a fat walrus.
Look like an ad for wetsuits.
Yeah, it's like O'Neill body glove.
Yeah. Oh my god! And they can unzip it in one. You know,
I'm always like,
rip. Okay.
Stage one.
Yeah, stage one. Stage two. We hit with me when I unzip a wetsuit. It's like we hit the mezzanine. And I have to,
I take a break for a while. Like a 5-6 minute break before you get to stage two.
Absolutely.
Stage two.
Good Lord.
So they go
Proud
for
of them.
Dinner.
Proud of them. Yeah.
Right.
And she's like,
it's a long day.
Here's what I want to say about dinner. Here's what I want to say.
Go ahead.
We've all had some real painful things in our lives. Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't need to tell the length of all of them. You can go lightly over something. I don't think that people need to know the real ins and outs. And I'm saying this as a person who's had a weird amount of tornadoes tear through my yard. So you just kind of go with a lot. The first date is just seeing a vibe. It's not being, do we have fun together? It's not like you don't, and I know it's The Bachelor, but to me, a trauma doesn't fully define you. She didn't cause her parent. I know that there might be a
you don't
wound
know that.
There.
You don't know that.
But I think that you don't need to lead with your most giant pain to be lovable or to me, okay, so we have, so it went on and on. It was my parents fought a lot. The dad was they stayed together. The dad slept in the basement.
Crazy.
I was completely unlovable. Like it just went, you could just say, look, my parents had a complicated, I didn't come from the best roadmap.
Right.
Sometimes it made me feel I picked the wrong guys, but I've worked on myself.
Yeah.
And you don't even need to say that.
No.
I think it's literally I had some pain. We don't need to get into it right now. I had sort of it wasn't the best roadmap, but I'm optimistic about love.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I want to say, in all seriousness,
yes.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
The front offices are immaculate. Now, I think she might be setting him up for listen, and again, going back to the cash machine tornado mentality, she ain't got but 2.2 seconds to get her story across. If we go further and you do a home visit with me, okay, you go to hometown with me.
Dad and mom are yelling at each other the whole time.
Yeah,
it would be the greatest hometown.
Oh my God. But I think you don't need to scare somebody that early with the enormity of it. To me, we all have certain hands that we're dealt.
Okay.
So it's and that it you don't have to tell somebody day one. Like, it can be, even if you go to, you can
feel
warn
like you're
them.
Telling me that.
To me,
okay, I won't do
do a little bit lighter, and then just allude to, we don't need to get it. Have a little, just show a little ankle of trauma. You don't need to
but
show
also,
the whole thing.
No, I don't want to, poo-poo her trauma, but sounds like she had a normal parent relationship. That's my parents were fighting all the time. So you just had a normal upbringing?
So you didn't become a comedian because you were so pretty.
Yeah, I did.
I think you're a millennial, but we're Gen X.
Yeah.
And so, that's what we're used to.
Yeah.
Is people just arguing right in front of the kids.
Yes.
And
there wasn't we can't do this in front of the kids yet. That hadn't been established.
Yeah, it hadn't been established. And so she just sounds like she has old parents. So that was my takeaway. But I hear you.
Yeah.
But I also understand where it's coming from.
In I
that
do too.
She's like, listen,
I
she
used
might have
to
lost
do that.
Because of
I no, I used to do that. But I do think early, like you. Just to like, if it's the first night, you don't want someone to be like, whoa, that's a lot. It's not that you're hiding it.
Yeah.
But I think there's a way to say, I'm so happy to be here. Like, this has been sort of a process for me. Mm-hmm. You know, my parents didn't have the best relationship. And I'm like, I'm really excited to be working on like going through, like, it's nice to be with a nice guy.
Yeah.
And then you can tell more later. True. If it really is the guy.
Okay.
You can just sort of give a hint of like, you know, just so you know, we don't need to get into it all right now. It's like, it was sort of not the best map, you know, like that there's a way that it doesn't have to be. And then this happened and then this happened and I'm not lovable. Like, don't talk people out of you.
Yeah.
Or tell people why you're like, I don't know. It doesn't mean that your pain isn't real, but like, I don't think even on something like this, it does not have to happen on the first couple of dates.
Well, at least let the appetizers come.
That's
you know what I'm
right.
saying? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
To
You're
me.
Right. The apps.
To me.
Yeah.
What do you think, Seth?
I think I understand what she was doing. She was like,
oh yeah, we've all done it.
I want to like,
we've all done it.
Trauma throw up on the table.
Yeah.
Let you know where I'm at before we get too far. But like, it wasn't enough trauma for me to be like.
It kept going.
It wasn't like,
it was literally this.
I drowned my own sister. It was like my parents fought and there was a lot of problems and I was distant from my dad. That's it.
It went on and on. It was this. I've had bad relationships. I never felt loved growing up.
Yeah.
My parents, they were bad. They were fighting. I had to take care of myself. There was a lot of slamming doors, throwing things. I felt doomed for failure. I felt not capable of anything.
Okay.
My dad slept in a basement. I felt so unwanted by
and
my dad. I never felt loved. My dad is not, I mean, it just went on and on.
All those things are all validated.
Me too.
I'm sure it was all very real.
Me too.
Very real.
But you don't need to say that. You can just sort of give the broad brush strokes and get into it a little more.
But he was seemingly very supportive.
Very supportive.
But what are you supposed to say? Right. You know what I mean? It's like, that's
also, I found the women on the show either talk only about how they have no relationship with their dad and he ruined them, or they love them. They love
their
dad so much. That's all they talk about.
I know.
They're obsessed with their dads.
Dude, dads.
Obsessed.
Yes. Dads are complicated.
I know.
Dads are complicated.
It makes me rethink my whole relationship with my girls. I'm like, oh my God, are you really going to, whatever happens here is what you're going to talk about on your first date?
You are at least you seem like a fun dad.
I am fun dad.
You're fun dad.
You're fun dad.
Oh, yeah.
You're fun dad.
You're fun dad. You're fun dad.
I am definitely fun dad. And I let them know that. I'm like, dad's fun.
Yeah.
After we do everything.
Isn't dad so fun today?
Yeah.
Remember to say dad's fun. Say it.
Dad is so fun.
Say it.
Yeah. Add it on
so
my
the
arm.
Dad is not in her life anymore. She's like, but seeing you, you're a genuine and good person. And I'm ready for that. And it's been missing. It feels right. And then they spell. I mean, it was just
I love
a
when they keep
lot.
Saying it feels right.
It was like
you're hot.
Isn't you're
saying you're hot.
You're so hot.
Right. There's something right about that.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, look. I mean, don't underestimate hot. So then, here's my question to you: if they actually in the sky spelled out with lights and stars, what? I don't know what that was.
That was an insane it was drone show.
It was gorgeous.
It was drones.
What the? What are you talking about? What is
drones.
That?
Those
were
drones
all little
in the sky,
drones.
Like,
and then that's what's so amazing that is.
Wait, this
those
is a real
all
thing.
Drones. It's a drone show.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
And it spells out.
I want that. I want that.
There's like hundreds of remote controlled drones.
I want
that. Out.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah. And I was, and they're like,
fake.
Oh, you know what they said? Oh, that's cute.
Literally, she's like, oh, that's cute. That's me. I'm Jen.
I was like, wait a minute. Do you understand? Those are 300 drones. In flying around in unison to spell that out.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I was like, because it looked put in after. I was shocked by the tech. I was like, I was dazzled. I love an extravaganza.
Amazing.
Like, I would go see you too and that. I want to see that.
Yeah.
I love a spectacle.
Yeah.
I was like.
They couldn't care less.
It was so beautiful.
They either didn't know what was happening or they're just so desensitized.
Or they're so like, horny that they just want to make out more.
Yeah, they're like, when is this drone show going to be done? What's this incredible thing that couldn't have been done 4 years ago?
I didn't even know what it was.
So I can make out with you again.
It was so you're right. They didn't give a shit.
They didn't give a fuck. I was so hurt for the guys who spent a year organizing that.
The producer who pitched it.
It's like, yeah.
Saw it through.
He's like, this is going to be your thing. You got to spend 6 months figuring this out.
I got to tell you, we found somebody in Temecula to do the drones, and they're so excited. Yeah.
You got to pay him $30,000. He'll do it.
It was so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
When she saw her name and finally understood that that was her
before
name.
Before that, they didn't care.
It was a huge moment.
They didn't care before that. She goes, oh, wait, that's my name. Like a five-year-old.
Dude. It was like, today has been a dream. A rose. Jen. Oh, that's my name. Will you this rose? Yeah. It was just like.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing.
Where's the picture? I'm going to spit.
If you're that hot, do you have to develop a personality? Maybe not.
No.
We've all been to Miami. We've all been down Collins Avenue.
Yes.
Yep.
Jen is, you know, I mean, these people walk among us. You know what I'm saying? And to be like that it's a different existence and lifestyle. Yep. And I understood where Jen was coming from. I was like, yeah, that's just like, that's North Collins. People are just flinging themselves at you constantly. So she's desensitized to it. And she's like, oh, what a wonderful gesture and display.
I've seen this before. I've been on yachts 58,000 times.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. All right. Any final thoughts before we take a break about Jen? I don't think she's going to. Do you think we're going to get the hometown?
For Jen?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know if she'll last
that long. You don't want to go to Miami.
I don't think so.
To like her, but I don't think he's going to go.
I don't think she's going to make it to
Florida.
I don't think she's fun enough.
No.
She's funless.
She can barely surf.
And she grew up in Miami. She can barely surf. That's just embarrassing for her.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The eagle has landed.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And we're back.
Back, baby.
Okay, so here we are. We're on a group date. It's time for tennis. And they brought up Pam Shriver.
They did. Who seemed bummed to be there?
And some guy.
She genuinely seemed bummed to be there.
Some guy. That was... Who is that? James Blake.
Oh, James Blake.
He's good.
One of the great American tennis players from New York City.
From New York City.
James Blake. Some guy. Sorry, James Blake.
James Blake was often and also ran, but definitely a contender. And like he
was. There was a couple years he was a big, big American contender.
That's gotta be hard to be. Probably like number five in the world, but like not number. Like it's weird. Like,
yeah.
That's such a tough.
Sign me up.
But he had a short window where he money. Was a big deal.
He was, he had big deal, good sponsorships, but like, sign me up. I love that kind
he
of stuff.
Like a nice
I was
guy.
Always a big fan of James Blake just because he was from here.
Yes, yeah.
I love tennis.
And I also love his folk music.
James Blunt?
No, there's another guy named James Blake.
Oh, I thought James Blunt.
No, there's another guy with the exact same name who's like a big deal singer. And when the singer first came out, I was like, wait a minute, that tennis player has an album out?
I don't know. Yeah.
How did James Blunt?
He's in London. He's a British guy.
Are you guys thinking, do you guys have the names right?
No, there's James Blunt who does Are You So Beautiful, and there's James Blake who's a singer as well. There's
really?
A different James Blake. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I thought it was a tennis player, and I realized that was
So meanwhile, they made all the ladies to be like, oh, it's intimidating how all these balls firing at my face. The amount of balls and face.
We're great with balls.
That was they were such bad tennis players. Like, hilariously bad.
I mean,
they'd never seen the sport before in their lives until today.
I mean, it's shocking, though, if you've never picked up a racket.
Mm-hmm.
If you have played a little, like, if somebody's never picked up a racket, it's shocking, I think, how hard it is for people to actually hit a ball.
Sure.
It's hard.
But how is it? Is what's shocking to me is that there were so many people
who
seemingly had never picked up a racket before.
No, but not one of them had ever picked up a racket.
How is that possible? I mean, am I so crazy that you've never once tried tennis in your life?
It's a leisure sport. It's a
Northeast sport, too, I feel like.
Yeah. California.
I don't know that a lot of these people grew up. I don't know. It's such a specific sport that, it's like a country club or if you grew up,
with good parks and things
like
that.
Or with good parks. Like, L.A., it's like L.A. has good public parks or you have to have money and grown up in a country club.
Maybe I'm sheltered. I just feel like at some point in your life.
Did you grow up near country
club?
You grew up
in Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah, there's country clubs.
I just go to my friend's house. Literally. He had a court.
You love it. It's like, get a new, you know, those,
didn't their neighbors have courts in their backyard? Yeah. Yeah, right?
You know what it is.
I know what it is.
That sound every time you open
up. Right from Rhode Island. I know it's
You these smell girls,
these girls didn't grow up raking the clay courts after they were done playing.
I did too. And then putting the line. You have to do the line. You got to sweep the court.
You got to sweep and rake the court.
You know, the thing about it is grass, though, makes the ball travel faster.
Slower.
And clay, you know, it's just harder to get that footing.
But you don't get the same bounce.
French play. So let's forgive the women for not
Red clay.
Yes, of course.
They've never played polo, these guys? What do they do with their time?
So then they put them all in costumes. The costumes of it all. It was the babies.
That made it fun for me.
The daddy, the baby daddy.
I will say, I was bored that they couldn't play tennis until they put him in costumes. Like, okay, this is fun now.
Joseph loves having people dress up and parade in front of him.
Yes,
like a carnival or pageant.
More pageants.
More wine.
It is very French court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have the hot dog and hamburger. We got the
I love the butter and lobster.
He liked the butter hat so much. He thought the butter hat was the funniest thing he had ever
seen. It was such a surprise.
So he also last week talked to somebody. He's like, I've never seen the jokester side. He actually said the jokester side of a woman. I think he's an easy audience.
He's never known a woman who was vaguely funny.
Yeah.
Literally. I cannot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's such a jokester.
What desert of non-humor is this man living in? Like, what is going on?
Where did he grow up?
Philly.
California?
Philly.
He's from Philly?
Yeah.
And he never met a funny lady from Philly?
I mean, the funny ladies are from Philly.
I agree. There's a lot of, chutzpah and funniness in Philly.
Annie Lederman, shouts out to you. What's up?
Okay.
Yeah, right?
So then, here's another thing I want to say. Caitlin, who's gorgeous, from Caitlin from New Mexico, she goes, here's the thing. Again, don't speak against yourself. She's like, I need to tell you, Joey, there's a curse. Like, don't fucking say
That's
this.
A curse.
Don't
curse.
Put a curse on yourself. When she's like, all the women in my family are don't say, my family's just fucked. My lineage is fucked. Nobody loves the women in my family. My mom and her five sisters, all of them are single. They're counting on me to break the curse. I'm like, don't say that you're cursed.
Don't put that pressure on him. It's like, I have to save your family now?
It's literally really don't give other people, don't put a hex on yourself.
Right.
Don't put a hex. Don't, again, you can privately say that to your girlfriends.
Right.
You can say that to your therapist. Mm-hmm. You could, but do not tell the
pressure on
person
you.
You've don't never had a, that yeah. you've never had a date with. Don't curse yourself as a yep. beautiful young lady.
Yep.
Why? Say no one will marry the women of my family. Nobody will couple off with, like, we're so independent. Like, it's right. just don't say it. You don't need
but
to
now
say
I'm
it.
Dying to know what's wrong with all of them.
But, or like, what's I wrong? Like that they're all independent. The mom won't compromise. I like that. I mean, like, again, there's nothing wrong with being right. single, but, like, don't say there's a curse. The phrasing of it.
Because it's different between a curse or they're just pains yeah. in the butts.
Yeah, like, or not even.
A curse, just, we're just unlikable people.
Or it even could be, like, I come from very strong, independent women yeah. who prefer to, like, who've decided, like.
They, we don't need men to define
yeah,
ourselves.
We feel, or be in a relationship. We don't right. need to be coupled off with right. anyone. Mm-hmm. We feel, you know, it would be nice.
That would be a way to put it, because it's like, I'm yeah. here, but I don't have to, I don't need
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this.
Like, I was raised by a bunch of women who chose, like, unless it's an additive to their lives, that they were actually perfectly happy on their own.
Right.
So I was raised like that. I know either, I'm okay either way, right. but, like, if it's an addition, it's something great. Like, that's what I'm looking for, is an additive.
That would be an amazing way to put
rather
it.
Rather than yeah. I have a curse, none of the women are paired off with
unless
anyone,
unless she had an amazing story.
Woman.
Like, back in 1353, there was a witch. We were living in Poland, and she put a curse on our family. This is very real. I've done the history.
A witch.
The witch's name was
Tibucha. Really yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I think this is what it is. These ladies know what they're doing.
I don't
they
think
are playing
so.
The right keys because they have figured JoJo out. And JoJo wants to be a hero. He wants to be a father figure. Put your tiny hands in mine. I will be your preacher, teacher, anything you have in mind.
You think they're trying to guilt him into it?
No, it's not guilt.
He wants
it's
to
about
save somebody.
Save somebody. He wants to save
but that's
somebody.
Too,
aren't
but
they all,
gotta,
I feel like
but
Gary was like that too.
But you've got to. You've got to. Okay, then you have to right size your pain. So it's like the right amount. You have to right size in the phrase of it.
Titrate,
so that you have confidence.
Okay.
You have to have a little bit of and you have to figure out your timing. If it's your opener, you don't start with "there's a curse on the women."
Okay.
I also don't know that she does because I'm looking at her. She's so cute, and she's like over accessorized in a way that felt like, "Oh, this would be my friend." Like the other gals that are really good. She actually doesn't seem like she's an actual scientist. She lives right. in New Mexico. She actually is a cool scientist.
Yeah. Right.
She's like a cool scientist.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
So the other women that are the influencers, I think, are a little more savvy.
Yeah.
I think this woman actually, she's got her fun little pearl barrettes and her big, like,
right. she's less, being honest and real.
She's less slick.
Yeah.
And I think she, again, just choose your phrasing so you don't lead, like, talk somebody out of you.
I hear you, but speaking as a recovering codependent pleaser.
Yeah. You
that
love
is,
that.
Oh, that blows my hair back. I'm just like,
it.
I'm like, I will fix you. Yeah, I will fix you. I'll be the one. I'll just take all my problems. I'll put them to the side.
Right.
What's your problem?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh.
But you could show a little bit of problem. You could show a little bit.
Do you think the fact that everyone's unloading their major trauma on him in the first meeting, they're being coaxed by the producers to do that? Because they normally wouldn't have done that, but they're like, really, you should tell
them.
Yeah,
of course producers are going to tell you to
but
do
I
that.
But I think you're just choosing your phrasing of like, of the phrasing of like, I come from independent, like, but this is like, I want, like, you know, so it's me, like, I'm learning how to do this. Like,
but
I
he
don't
did,
know.
If you watch later on, he kind of comes to that understanding by himself.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought it was kind of cool. Like, all these women in her life are independent, and she comes from this.
He'll well, never
she,
get
and
there.
She got, and she got
he
the
won't,
rose.
He won't go there. He's he like, there's a curse on his family. I'm heard about the
curse. Yeah, she got hacked. But she got the rose. She did get the group date rose.
Yeah, that rose is also cursed.
Yeah. So then, yeah,
it's
the
a cursed rose.
It's a curse. It's a curse.
If she doesn't find love by the last petal falls.
He'll turn into a beast. He'll turn into James Blake. All right.
Cool. So he still looks good, James Blake.
He looks great.
Rachel had come up before she got the group rose. Rachel came out and her earring got caught on his sweater.
Yeah.
That
seems staged.
Unfortunate.
To me.
No,
that,
I think that's
think
a move that I would have. I would do something like that.
You would have staged that?
No, I wouldn't have staged it. I would be the person who accidentally gave a hug and got stuck on somebody I liked. Like,
I love that though. That would be so. That's so
oh
to me. That was
God.
So endearing.
It was sweet.
She's so beautiful.
It was
so endearing. It reminded me of that scene from like Spider-Man Into or Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Freaking clue. But he's like, he's stuck on her, and like they're stuck on each other, and it's so. It's such a great.
I got the feeling that it was actually like a short earring too that it would have ripped her ear. Like I
she
think
she was stuck on. His
she
shoulder.
Was stuck
her
in a way that I think she was actually like there wasn't a long gift.
No,
like, I think
was
she
not
was
a lot of
stuck,
gift.
And I think her ear. In a way that was actually like, no, she's actually.
I love that they kept that in.
stack.
I didn't cut that.
That was cute.
She's adorable, and I feel like she feels like a grown-ass lady, and I feel like he actually...
more mature.
And I feel like he kind of likes her a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she's going to win.
She had a lot of joy.
But I feel like she's going to make it overseas. She's going to make it when they go to, like, Belgium or whatever.
Malta. Yep. I believe they're Malta, going to Malta, right?
Yeah, 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 okay, yeah. I feel like she...
She's going to get a falcon there. It's going to be crazy.
She's going to get a falcon. Falcon.
No one is old enough listening to this podcast who gets that.
Knows the Maltese falcon? Maybe the Golden Bachelor people.
No one
cut that out.
No, no, keep it. Keep it. So then, but they were sweet. And she's like, you know, you remind me of my dad. Another dad.
God damn it.
He's
They're obsessed with their dads, all of them.
He's so respectful.
Where are the dads in this?
He values his mom. It's a goal. She's never had to set her hand on a doorknob.
Oof.
That's hot. I was like, I want to marry her dad.
I said that. I was like, am I not doing my job?
I literally was like, her dad sounds amazing.
Maybe she has no hands.
Maybe there's automatic doors.
I'm saying there's a lot of other issues here. We don't know all the information. She lost both her hands in an accident. So she's never had to
touch a door. That dad was smooth. Can I just say that is a smooth jazz dad?
You know what's
people
funny?
People do like that.
And I don't want to make myself look bad here.
Go ahead.
But my wife's always like, you got to pick up the seat. You got to put down the seat. After you use the toy, you got to put down the seat. And I'm like, you can put it down just as much as I can. I was like, do you need me to open up every door before you walk through it? Like, yeah, you need to open up every door before I walk through it.
You're not going to do that. If you're not going to put it down on the seat, you got to be like me and just be a perfect marksman and keep that seat down.
Keep it down.
I always put it up. I just forget to put it back down again.
Well, yeah, but it's who needs it? You know what I'm saying? Also, I was just in a nail salon in Charleston, opened the door. This lady who owns the nail salon was like, finally, a man who knows how to treat a lady and all this stuff. And I was like, okay, I do declare. And I was like, people are just not opening doors.
I thought Charleston was like the king of gentility.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Why were you in a nail salon in Charleston?
First of all,
that's my business. I was at a wedding. My good lady had to get her nails done. She waited till we'd been there since Thursday. She waits the day of the wedding.
I thought you were so embarrassed to get your nails done that you have to go to Charleston.
Yeah, that's true.
You can go anywhere in Manhattan. There's not one place in New York City.
They all record it. They all keep it recording.
I know, they keep it recording. Can't say manicure without man. But like, I'm just like, I don't know. I just took her there. She took us there. And so I opened the door for her, and then I had to get other things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Finally, a man with some manners.
Yeah, finally.
Manners maketh man.
I mean, so then we have Daisy, who brought back, and so she told him all last week about her hearing loss and her cochlear implant.
Yes.
And then she was like, I know that was a lot. She's adorable.
Adorable.
She was like, I know that was a lot last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was like, did I overwhelm you is what it
felt
like.
Did I turn you off? Yes.
Yes. And then she was like, do you have any questions?
You still have a boner from my ears.
And then she was like, do you want to touch it?
Yeah. I love when she goes, do you want to touch my implants? I was like, every ladies wants to ask you this. Every single one of these
and then wants to ask and then show so he touched it, the magnet, which was I thought was cool.
Yeah.
And then she was like,
and
it makes
showed it to us.
And then she showed it to us and she said, it makes me different. And he goes, it makes you special, not different. I think she's going to be number two.
I think so. But I love that he said it makes you special, not different.
I think he likes her.
Yes, he knows what to say.
She's adorable. Do you guys like Daisy?
I like Daisy.
She's my top three right now.
She's so cute.
She's definitely in the pantheon. She's in there.
She's a sweetie patootie because she feels like a real gal.
Yeah.
Yes. And she's been in a rap video. She's got a history. I love
it. Yeah. Now, the audience doesn't know that. She was apparently. Allegedly, somebody messaged us. Our sweet Hallmark movie, Christmas Tree Farm.
She grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
On the wrong side of the tracks.
Apparently she was in, apparently there's something a couple years ago, perhaps there was a dirty rap video that she was in and she sang a choir. Look, I don't know. And
she decked them halls.
Okay, who knows? Wow! I don't know. So I'm just going to let you guys
I'm
going to
say
research.
It was during a time she couldn't hear, so she had no idea what the words were.
Okay. Wow.
Terrible.
I mean, look, I just feel like who knows? I don't know if this is true or not. So we've all been through some things, and I'm still rooting for our Daisy.
I've been in plenty of other videos and ads I went with.
I have no problem with her being in a rap video. I think that's great. I think that means she's real. I like that. Yeah. She's dimensionalized.
She had an opportunity. She took it. So it was like, you want to spend a day being in this video? She goes, yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
That's in her past. Yeah.
So then we have the group rose and he gives it to He gives it to our sweet gal that who had the curse. Caitlin.
No.
Caitlin.
Oh. Is that Caitlin? No, that's
Didn't Caitlin get it?
Oh, this one over here.
Didn't
Caitlin
she get
got,
it?
I believe Caitlin, Caitlin got it.
Yes.
Caitlin got it.
Okay. Meanwhile, why don't we take a quick break and we'll come back with the KFC pool party.
Okay. Here's one more one comment he had during the end of the group date when okay. he was giving out the group rose that was really funny. This is the way he said it, because it was he's just meeting these people really for the
yes.
first time.
Yes.
He goes, "What a great day, and I really couldn't think of anyone else to spend it with but you guys." I'm like, "What? You can't think of, you've just met these people, can't think of any other people in the world you like to spend the day with, but these people you do not know at all, and you're about to vote them all off the island?"
Oh my God, it's so...
It was just so ingenuous. It was the most ingenuous thing anyone's heard anyone
yeah,
say.
Yeah. He, you know, it's gotta be... Can you imagine being in the machine of this?
It's crazy.
In the cash machine.
And I'm dying to know what they make you say and what they you sort of end up saying because you don't can't think of anything else to say. Like, there's a lot of platitudes that happen on the show.
So, yeah.
You know, and like,
they must
you
coach,
say that
they must,
you just can't
they
think
They must
of anything
do
else.
Media yeah. coaching.
There has to be.
There like, has to be.
Although, while they're interviewing him, they're like, he'll say what he wants to say. And they're like, great, can you also add this line? Can you just say, I think they're all great and I can't wait to see what happens mm-hmm. today?
Yeah.
And that's what that ends up
yeah.
cutting into.
Don't you kind of wish... You could just go into the mansion and do one season of it out of curiosity.
Yes.
Of course. The man's?
Yeah.
I'm in it. I want Jesse's job, though.
Yeah.
Jesse's job is
I know. Oh, awesome. My God. I would kill Jesse's job. I would be so good at Jesse's job.
They should
job.
Have a woman do it.
Yes. I would fucking kill Jesse's job.
Well,
are
they
you
did
crazy?
What's her name host?
They had Caitlin and Tayshia hosted together.
They didn't trust one person to do it.
No, exactly.
Sad.
Just like they made two gals be the bachelorette.
Sad. They didn't trust them.
Okay. Now we're going to take the break.
Yes.
Bone zone.
Let's get in the bone zone, guys.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where... A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
we're back. Now, look, you guys, we're not going to do a tweet of the week this week because here's a little secret. We're recording this on Monday.
Secret
because I'm filming a bunch of stuff tomorrow. Thank you. And we wanted to make sure that this got out in time. So there'll be tweet of the week next week, yes, or post of the week. If you want to participate, you can do on Threads. If you're like, fuck you, X, go on Threads and post to at selling Hosnia, HOSSNIEH, hashtag WYATR, or on Twitter, tag at Arda Marine, MYRIN, or Anna Hosnia, HOSSNIEH, and do hashtag WYATR. Okay, and we're back. So here we are. We are at the pool party. He's canceled the rose ceremony, yep, because he wants to spend time. Mm-hmm. And they're having a pool party.
Yeah.
And there's a 7-minute ad for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's the funniest part. It's like, we're doing something really cool. And then Jesse goes, Joey's really excited about this. It's an integrated ad. Like, Joey loves integrated content.
Oh my God. They used to make us do that on Mad TV. I remember, really? It was always a Toyota Yaris. The amount of.
You had to put a sketch with a Yaris in it?
Yeah, you had to have a sketch with a Yaris in it. Like, oh. And it was also like back when life was just grosser. Like the amount of like sketches where I feel like I got like humped in the back of a Yaris. you're like, how is this my life? Like, Amy Poehler's with Hillary Clinton, and I'm getting, like humped in a Yaris.
This is all amazing fodder for your one-woman show.
Humped so good. In a Yaris. Humped in a Yaris. A discontinued Toyota brand. I love it.
It's also like the size of a Fiat, too. It was like not a big.
That's the name of her one-woman show, Discontinued.
The Yaris was at a time when Toyota was like, how can we fit this thing in a closet? Like, how can we fit this car?
You can park it anywhere. Inside your apartment, in the lobby.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'll tell you more after.
It would be like if a bubble could drive.
Dude, I think I did like 4 sketches with Yaris's.
I'm so sorry.
There was one of like me driving, like Katie Dippold wrote of me driving up in my yard. Like there were so many, I was around so many Yaris's. Anyway.
You're right. Yes.
So Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes.
That cute gal, I believe Kelsey A, kept wearing a fried chicken bucket hat of a bucket.
Yeah. Come on, bring it.
Put that bucket on your head, girl. Put that 2-piece, 3-piece bucket on your head.
Terrible elevator joke. Kelsey knows how to party.
Oh my God.
She put a bucket on her head.
She made some memories.
She brought all the sides.
By the way,
very happy.
Honestly,
wait, was Joey even at the party? I feel like he wasn't even there.
No, I feel like
Joey was like the Great Gatsby.
He wasn't even there. They kept saying, like, Joey's excited about the pool party. He's about to do the ceremony. I'm like, wait, he never showed up.
Literally, he was busy fighting with people at the pool party. Yeah you're right. Yeah. It was like he didn't show up and no one. I love, wasn't it? Who was it?
I like the idea that he's standing on a balcony with binoculars watching them eat greasy chicken in bikinis. That's like gets him off.
Was it Edwina? Edwina was like, this is the worst
pool party ever.
She's
the most honest thing that's ever been said on The Bachelor franchise.
Nobody's in the fucking pool.
This is the worst pool party ever.
There's like, buckets
finally,
of chicken.
Some truth in this.
I kind of love that though. That, you know those like hoity-toity pool parties where nobody gets in the water?
Yeah.
That's what I love.
By the way,
I love that.
I don't ever want to go to a group pool party where I'm competing for a man. Like, I'll go to a pool party with my friends versus just us being idiots at the pool party.
You don't want to be self-conscious at pool party.
I don't want to have to go walk around barefoot in my bikini trying to fight with somebody else who's like a bikini model. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm comfortable in my skin. Like, I feel good about myself, but like, I don't want to have to go, like, have a bikini off at a pool party. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I've had a few. And let me tell you, it's not fun, okay? It's not fun to bikini off.
Yeah.
I don't want to be naked around Jordan. He's all cut now.
Yeah.
Are you cut now?
I am.
Yes, don't be shy. Don't be humble.
But I still, but that's on the outside. On the inside, I'm still like a beautiful baby squish.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm a big squish. Yeah.
Okay, great. So then,
thanks a lot, Seth.
Good job. I'm just trying to promote you.
Yeah, that's. But I still wear big old sweatshirts.
Show those abs.
I am.
Show those abs.
Let's see. Wow! Look at that. Good job.
Thank you. I love my wife.
Obviously, you're not gonna make a move on Seth.
Again.
Your wife is a babe.
she is.
She's a Stone Cold Fox.
She's very hot.
Part of it is just me trying to keep up and maintain so she doesn't leave me.
She's a Stone Cold Fox.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's true. But back to this, what we're talking about.
So Sydney is in her. We finally catch up to the Princess Leia bikini.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's oiling up. She's like, I'm ready to tell the truth. You know what? And this is a mean girl. And then Maria's Sydney. She's like, Sydney's like, I want peace.
That made me laugh really hard.
She's like, what else do you want from me? And she's like, I just couldn't hear Maria attacking me anymore.
Oh my God.
She's been a bully.
Sure.
I feel attacked. She called me embarrassing, weird. Like it was just like.
The more you talk, the more embarrassing it is. Doesn't she realize that?
Yeah.
Also, I just love the fact that this woman who can't stop shutting up and can't stop stirring shit and starting fights, she's like, I just want peace, guys.
Oh my God, she's
so
annoying.
Just want peace.
Kind of great.
I can't believe
kind
Rhode Island. Rhode Island came and she's so uptight.
Yeah.
She's Tracy Flick in a Princess
Tracy
Leia bikini.
Tracy Flick
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, Tracy Flick was uptight and smart. This girl's just like, just knows just enough to be a problem and knows how to stir up shit without trying to make herself look too stupid. What I liked the best, though, was what Joey was like. She didn't feel genuine to me when I talked to her.
Okay, so
I was
he
like,
goes,
whoa, you actually have instincts.
I know, I was shocked. Well, Joey was like, what? I loved what I saw from Maria.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, you mean when she said, let me change it to something more comfortable, and she put on like the fucking Victoria's Secret angel wings?
I'm surprised when she goes, we should go talk, I want to put on my skirt. She goes, why would you want to put on your skirt?
Yeah.
I think I want to take the bikini off.
Yeah. Then she goes, I just don't like that she's created a hostile environment. So then, meanwhile, Edwina's going, this is not a good pool party. The Rumbles have not a good pool party start.
Editing is perfect.
So meanwhile, Sydney is such a drag. Maria is like, she's like, look, Maria's created a verbally abusive, hostile environment. She's like, true or not? And so then, so he pulls Maria aside.
Mm-hmm.
She's, and so meanwhile, Sydney goes, look, I'm saying I have been bullied. I did not say that you are a bully.
Right.
I feel that I have been bullied. This was also Funky Cole Medina.
Right.
This was Sydney.
Right.
I have been bullied. Right. I'm not saying you are a bullied. So meanwhile, Maria's teary. She's like, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm not, I actually thought she was going to self-eliminate for a second.
Yeah.
She goes, I feel like I'm not being received as well as I want to be here.
Yeah.
She starts tearing up. She's like, you know, this is stemming from nothing. I was bullied as a child. I did not expect, I just didn't expect that this would happen. Mm-hmm. Like, and then Sydney goes, oh, then she says about Sydney, which was so smart. If you like her,
you cannot like
there's
me.
There's no way that you could
I
like me.
I love that line.
The binary.
I love that
line.
It. It's really putting an ultimatum on him. It's like, if you're into her, there's no way you can like this.
She's like,
yeah.
She's saying.
He's like, I can hold both of these things in my head at once.
Yes.
But he's not going
and
to.
And he does. Yeah, he picks them both.
Yeah, well,
true.
They need a two-on-one. But we know.
That's happening.
We know who's winning the two-on-one.
It's coming.
Sexy's going to win.
Yeah.
Sexy always
Maria's
wins.
Gonna, yeah. No, but that two-on-one's coming. They teased it.
Obviously. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's like, I'm confused. I do need to ask more from Sydney.
Yeah.
I'm really distraught.
I'm confused.
If it was me,
yeah,
and maybe this is from having twin girls, I would bring them all in a room, all three of them, Medina, Sydney,
Funky Cole,
whoever, and I would say, what happened here? Tell me exactly what was said. She made a weird comment, and there was nothing, and you didn't really care, and you're starting shit. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to forget this ever happened. If any of you bring it up again, you're gone. That's what I
would.
Whoa! Wow!
If any of you mention it again, you're out. You're off the show.
Wow!
I mean, you'd be doing
nothing. But so that's how you deal with your twin girls?
Yeah, like, this is nothing. Stop this.
Give me an instance. Like, what's happened in your house?
You voted them out of your apartment?
Yes, they've got voted off the island all the time.
Tell me what happens.
They have
like,
to
what
stand
kind of,
in the hall, hang out in the lobby.
Like, what kind of a fight? Like, what happened?
Oh, they fight about, it's like
apple
stupid
squeezes.
How old are they?
Who's five? Who's getting dressed first? Who's getting the tub first? Yeah. Who got out first? And I was like just fighting over like they were gonna. I was gonna get out first, but she pushed me down, so I she
I
got out
first.
First.
I was like, I was number one.
Matter? Yeah. None of this matters. Yeah. Don't talk. We're not talking about this again. I don't want to talk about this for an hour.
And
who
then
got out of the
say,
tub?
And then
first.
You say, do
if
they listen?
If anyone brings it up, you're not getting a purse. They're obsessed with purses now.
Oh, you're not getting a purse.
Well, they had just gotten they'd someone, a friend, had just sent them two Barbie purses, like Barbie-themed purses.
I mean, obviously, really I would want that purse as well. That would really
appeal to me. No one's getting their purse. The other one, you have to watch the other person walk around with the purse, and you're not getting a purse if you bring this.
Wow.
How are you doing in all that?
Cut this out.
Does it help to have two to play all against each other, you think? You get to watch the other one?
Some advantages, it does help, because when one kid is really acting up, the other one, without saying anything, just becomes an angel.
Okay.
And they'll be literally sitting there at their little table, and someone's like rolling around the floor crying, and they're like looking like, I don't know who that is.
Right.
Like, that's not me. You can't pin that on me. I don't know what's going on over there. Or they'll look and be like, you're ruining it for both of them.
Literally the exact same DNA, but just like totally being like, I don't know who that is.
Are they identical?
No, they look different.
And is there one that acts out more?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's one who's an angel more than the other one, and one who's causes problems all day.
It's just Mother Nature. It's just how they flew out.
It's just who she is. She just wants to cause problems all the time.
Dude, and then do you have two children?
Yes, I do.
And what are the ages?
11 and 7.
Yeah. Boy and girl?
Boy and girl, that's right.
Who's older?
My daughter's older. She's the pace car. She sets the pace. She's the head, and my son is definitely the heart.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. How does that manifest?
She can move objects around the room. Okay. Things like that. She's like 9 steps ahead of you. She just made me an ice cream cake as an 11-year-old that was so delicious.
Really?
And had 4 layers. Yeah, by herself. By herself. She's terrifying. With Oreo crust and mint and then chocolate chip cookie dough.
How big is this cake?
This cake is probably about
like that big. Huge cake.
Yeah. It was big. It was big. It was
like a Carvel store cake. Like, it was like a cookie puss.
She made you a Fudgy the Whale.
Yeah. She made a cookie puss.
Okay. Oh, cookie puss. Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Mr. Carvel.
This cake.
I do not have a picture.
What kind of dad are you?
I'm a horrible middling dad.
For those of you who did not grow up knowing about Carvel.
No, never grew up.
Well, here's the thing. Can we do the accent? I want to hear you do an ad for Cookie Puss or Fudgy the Whale. Hey, it's me, Mr. Carvel.
Hey, it's me, Mr. Carvel. Come out to 42-56 Queens Boulevard to Carvel. You can get Cookie Puss. You can get Fudgy the Whale. Okay. For your next party, call Carvel.
No, Mr. Carvel, for those of you who don't know, it's the same shape. They bought one shape.
Yes, it's the same
shape of a whale.
Yes.
But Cookie Puss looks like it's got like a dick nose, or it's got like an ice cream cone nose that looks like a dick.
They should call it Cookie Dick instead of Cookie Puss.
Cookie Dick.
Fudgy the Whale, right?
Fudgy the Whale is the shit.
Fudgy the Whale is the same shape, but it's a whale, and then Cookie Dick is...
I'll say this, and I don't think it's weird if I say
Cookie
this.
Dick is delicious. A great name. That's a great term of endearment.
Cookie Dick.
Hey, Cookie Dick.
Cookie Dick, get in here.
Get in here.
What a great mop name.
I could eat that.
Okay,
Cookie
here
Dick.
We go. Okay, we got 4 minutes before we're getting kicked out.
Okay.
In conclusion, here we are, because I want to be respectful of this of
respect,
the studio.
Respect.
Look, here we are. So then he walks through. There's tears. She's not received well. He's confused. So Sydney's like, I've been attacked. And Edwina's like, what the fuck? Nobody's been attacked.
Yeah, she's like, what is happening in this house? Like, she's the compass.
He caught sweet Evelyn, who was the nanny, who we thought might have been a villain, but then she ended up not being a villain.
Yep.
She's sweet as can be.
Yep.
She's going to go home and reflect on what she learned.
I love what she had to say.
We were so wrong about Evelyn. Evelyn, we hardly knew you. Yeah. You're gorgeous. I bet we'll see her in Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Because they sometimes cut people. They bring people who were cut early and then they're stars.
Yeah. Yep.
I think it's her time to fly. Meanwhile, the highlight, so they keep both Sydney and they keep Maria for 2-on-1 coming up. Mm-hmm. And then the highlight is Jesse with a bucket of chicken saying, basically, get the fuck out of here, ladies. Like, it was so funny, and I'm
my favorite part was when he finally acknowledged the fact. He's like, why do you need me to come out and say it's the final rose? Everyone knows the final rose. I don't have to say it. Why am I even there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, everyone's thinking that when you say it. Yes. Every single person.
I know. Yeah, he was so ladies. Funny. Yeah. In conclusion, first of all, thank you so much for doing this. Before we get to, I'm going to ask you who you think is going to be the winner, and then who you think is going to be the bachelorette.
Absolutely.
But before then, Jordan, what would you like to promote?
Yes, So I'll be in Minneapolis at the Acme Comedy Company the 14th to the 18th. I'm really excited.
Of February?
Yes. I'll be there for Valentine's.
Soon.
I'll be your pal-entine for you.
Aww.
Come through. I'm so,
so
excited
sweet.
About that. Yeah.
Okay. And where can people find you?
So you can find me on Instagram at The Realer Jordan Carlos or on Twitter at Jordan Carlos.
Okay. What would you like to promote, Seth?
Oh, I've got the Big Sweet Dating Show.
Fun.
At the Chelsea Music Hall, February 20th.
That's fun.
That's where each comic who performs does a short set and then picks someone out of the audience to go on a date on stage with.
That sounds so fun.
Seen it? It's funny.
Does it ever like have a love connection?
Yes. There has been a handful of people who have gone at, who end up dating the people they went with.
That's really cute.
In fact, one pretty famous female comedian who picked a dude out of the went to Mexico with him.
That's so cute.
I swear to God.
I would like to promote that you can go on my movie, Step Aside, is watching on Amazon. Thank you. And I'm in New York right now. I'll be on, I believe, I could be, I think I'm going to be on Sherry Shepherd this week. I'm going to be on New York. I'm going to be on the New York show. I'm going to be on the Fox show. And then in March, I'm here filming. I'll be on Kelly Clarkson, but it won't come out till March. So that's that. And so who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to be Bachelorette, Seth?
I for right now, and I can't quite tell, but the woman who kissed her in the pageant, I think that's
Lexi.
I think she's going to make it to Final Four.
Okay.
In terms of winners, I think also Maria's going to make Final Four. I don't know in terms of winners right now.
He's
going to
pick Sweeter, I think. I think he's going to pick a Sweet.
Sweeter than Maria? Maria's too real and like messy.
Yeah, she's too sexy.
Yeah.
I think he'll pick who do you think is going to be
Bachelor? It's obvious.
Air Girl?
I don't think she's going to win.
She's not going to win. She's going to
be Bachelorette.
Bachelorette.
I think she'd be number two.
She'll be number two. Yeah.
And she'll be
so
Bachelorette.
Too. So definitely, my Final Four is going to be Daisy, Lexi.
But who's the winner? We got to pick because we're getting out of here
right now.
We got 1 minute.
I'm going to say Caitlin, Kelsey, Daisy, Lexi, and I'm going to say Lexi's going to win.
Okay.
I'll keep it simple. I think it's obvious to me that Jin is going to be the big winner because the man
Young
Jin is going to be the winner. He's going to teach her to surf. No. Also, what you missed was he said, I could see us on the beach with our kids.
No, she's not going to win.
Joseph, says that to everybody.
No. Mark my words. Okay. And the runner up is going to be Sydney, I believe.
Sydney. She's not going that long. She's getting kicked out in Malta.
Sydney? No. What are you talking
Sydney's
about?
She's getting kicked out in Malta.
Sydney's going next to
she's
out.
She's
going to
go first class there, no. boat home.
Okay, here we go. Here's my final one. I think Bachelorette's going to be Daisy. She's going to be number two, heartbroken. And then I think the winner's going to be Kelsey A is going to win.
What?
Tall.
What?
Kelsey?
What? I think Kelsey's going to win. I'm sticking with it. You guys, thank you so much for having me.
Thank
my
you.
Name is Arden Marine. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Arden. Until next time, my name is Arden Marine. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.